Hey guys, welcome to today's meditation. So I don't have any artwork for you today to look at. I am just wrapping up my final day of my silent retreat with my Sangha in New Mexico. And I wanted to share a more personal meditation rather than focusing on an artwork or an art piece, simply because I've been sitting in silence for the past 4 days, and it's been very insightful. I can say that when you turn off all the noise of your life, the noise of your own inner voice suddenly becomes amplified. And so I'm hoping that maybe you've come to see your own patterns of thought and your own busy mind as you've been sitting with these meditations every day. And I want to commend you for making it to 2 weeks. This is the end of our second week. And I know it's not always easy to take the time and sit and be still. So let me be the first to say congratulations for giving yourself this gift of presence, of mindfulness. And so today is our last day of the theme of the flaw of looking outside of ourselves for happiness. And although I don't have any artwork for you, I do have a little passage or reading that I'd like to share with you. And it's from a musician, actually. He's an artist. His name is Kip Mazui. So Kip says, "If you really look, you will see we are avoiding this moment. You are avoiding experiencing this moment. It's not that you are somewhere else and you have to get back here. It is that you are actively avoiding this moment. If you can really be honest and see this reflex, then you can really begin to let it go and drop in. You can begin to let go of thinking in experiencing what is here. Our problems make us important. Our knowledge makes us important. But they keep us separate from this moment. We hold on to our problems and what we know because we're scared of the nothingness underneath it. We're afraid of being nothing, of being nobody. We hold on to hope and improvement and feel-good quotes because the present moment is too vast and empty. Yet the very thing we keep avoiding is the very thing we are seeking. The moment you give it all up and fully immerse yourself in what is really here, there is unconditional peace. The silence of this moment completes you." So I'm just going to let you sit with that here. So hopefully you're already comfortable on your meditation pillow. And just take the time to really drop in. Observe the state of your mind this morning or this afternoon. And just observe the way that your own mind has a constant filling effect of putting in ideas and thoughts and conversations. For most of us, it's a constant speaking to ourselves. So just observe that. And breath by breath, every time you exhale, at the very bottom of your exhale, when all the air has left your body, take a moment and feel that emptiness. Feel that place of silence. And even if it's fleeting and it's gone in a moment and you're right back into thinking and talking to yourself, that's okay. Just bring yourself back in, breath after breath. Because it's not the thoughts that fill our head that bring us joy. It's not the things that we hold on to. It's that silence and that vastness. It's touching that vastness and that emptiness that resides within. That truly brings a state of peace. I'll go ahead and take a few more really nice big deep breaths in and out. Allowing your breath to be the single thing that you think about and experience just for a few seconds. Join your two palms together in front of your heart. And gently bow head to heart, honoring that place of silence within yourself. Thank you for sharing your meditation and your time with me. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, at which point we will be entering a new week with a new theme, and there will be artwork. So have a great day.